you know, when you're little, start with, oh, your dreams got to be realistic. No, they don't. Not for a while. Not until, I don't think you ever have to declare your major. I'd say your senior year should be when you're 90, and then you say, I know what I want to do now. But up until then, it's a, who knows? Who knows what they want to be or do? I'm glad people do choose some things, because we need them. But other things, we only need them because we've made other bad choices. Like anything involving cars, which I think is an initial bad choice. We say, well, you know, and I think it's probably that way with ships. You know, because they had pirate ships before they had pirates. And then what do you think's going to happen? They could just make a pirate ship and nobody's going to get on it? So sometimes we invite these futures by making something available. Oh, my friends, I like to read. Is it okay that I've been just reading a story? Is that lame? I thought, what can I really give my friends on the radio today? I would love to give them the thrill that I had of hearing a engaging story that I could submerse myself in and say, I want to be in this story, just like it was a submersible, just a small little plastic submarine going to the bottom to look at all the wonderful, like a shipwreck or something, getting this tiny little thin plastic submarine of my imagination and just see how deep I can go down there. And I love that. I love doing that with you. And so I've chosen this absolute classic by James Earl Thompson, The Treasure Island, Robert Louis Stevenson. Excuse me. I knew it was a three-name person. There's all sorts of three-name people. There's one in Twin Peaks. He's very good. And there's Mark David Chapman. Lots of three-name people. Right now, though, I'm just thinking about our wonderful little story and going out to sea. And I'm also thinking, does it need sound effects? Because I know that's the sea. And children love that because they're less sophisticated now than they were. So, oh, we need sound effects and everything now. And now children are like, oh, I don't know what that is. There is no electronics. We live in a post-apocalyptic desert wasteland. I'm getting ahead of myself. Wait a minute. Nope, wrong ear. I'm sorry. Children are not easily amused yet. It's still very, very complicated. I probably do need sound effects. But it's going to get better, y'all. It's going to get so much better. And children will be using their imaginations again. Oh, it'll be lovely. So, you know what a doll is? Just a rock could be a doll. And or a stick with a rock, like you could make the stick stick to the rock with tar. I can just take a lot of my creative life and my imagination was stimulated by people dump on Gilligan's Island, but imagination, innovation, things made out of coconut, it has no superior, and it has no peers even in the league of coming up with creative uses of tropical fruit to do things that are necessities for surviving, you know, like make it a radio or anything. And that just got into my head. You can do a lot with nothing. And conversely, you can make nothing out of lots. And I've done this with this radio show. I think at the end of the day, say you have so much at your disposal, Hardy, and you have so many resources, and you have so much material, and then you consistently take it and reduce it into nothing, into a certain worthlessness. And I'd say thank you, because that's the larger message. You know, the larger message is that things don't need to be permanent, that you can make a temporary pirate ship and sail it, and then it's made out of sand. You can make your whole world and remake it constantly out of sand. Isn't that exhausting? No, it's invigorating. It's invigorating to recreate yourself constantly, to be updating and renewing your story, to always be moving ahead and changing. Oh, my goodness. I'm moving forward with you on a sea of possibilities, and our beautiful hearts are going to make a thing of greatness, and we are going to forge ahead through adversity, through unspeakable adversity, perhaps. But oh, there's no match for the beauty and the love and the creativity of the human heart, especially when all those components are in there together. Love, feel, grieve, feel joy, feel sadness, move, explode, implode, and genuinely be well. I love you so much. You're listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope 91.9 in Rockland County and New York City, New York, and online at WFMU.org worldwide. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you again next week.
How are you?
Her name was Mahogany, twin's name was Ebony. 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 Her name was Mahogany, twin's name was Ebony.
Damn, she's. Damn, she's. need sex to nourish my equilibrium, but I do need sex. I also need sun, trees, stars, creativity, and love. But you saturate my soul with too much of one and not enough of the other. Therefore I cry. You choose the nasty.
When you make love, the way you hold me. You're a mystery. searching for love. You've got me searching for love. You've got me searching for love.
Yeah, I hear you. But you ain't really saying nothing, though. No. You ain't gotta explain nothing to me. Cause right now I'm doing all the talking. I'm saying, though, I really thought you was the one for me. But I guess I was wrong. But that's alright, though, cause the only thing that's different is you got me like these other guys out here. You got me. But that's cool, though. Cause I'ma follow my own advice. And I'ma keep on searching and searching until I find that right person. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. Check it out before you step. I wrote a little something for you. You know, something to listen to, something to think about. Cause you in the same boat as me, right? You searching for love now. So why don't you check this out? Love is like a game, yeah, that's what I told you. But at the same time, I didn't even know you. I thought you was the one for me. I must have been dreaming some kind of fantasy. At the start, you stole my heart. Then all of a sudden, you just ripped it apart. You did me wrong, but I'm no bad guy. And all I wanna know, girl, is why. Yeah, why you gotta treat me like this? I mean, I gave you what I had. And what I had was all that. I mean, girl, you gotta admit it, you was living real fat. White picket fence, diamond rings. I even gave you two lovely kids. And you and I know it don't get no better. No, it sure don't get no better. Man, you got me searching for love. Sit back and reminisce, days are old. Memories we share, how we never unfold. Together forever, that was the plan. But now you think me wrong, I can't understand. I'm looking for an answer, searching above. Cause girl, you got me searching for love. Yeah. You sure got me searching for love, girl. But it all goes back to the beginning, you know. When I say love is like a game, you gotta keep playing until you win. You remember those words. Definitely words of wisdom. Man. Sure got me searching, girl.
Searching for love.
Searching.
Searching for love.
The times we spent together was so strange. At first you was happy and then things changed. For the good or bad, I really couldn't say, is this the end? Another game to play. I'm looking for an answer, searching above. Cause girl, you got me searching for love. Yeah, you sure got me searching for love.
how you feel, 'cause I'm holding on. Do you feel the same way too?
Try Patties, baby. I love Levi's. Shaped like a Coke bottle. Gucci skirt, Gucci purple, she look better at church. Real sex, let me rain down on you. I do the things he don't do. First time I lay my eyes on you, I said I want you. Body soft as a waterbed. You get the picture now. In the mirror, smiling and cheesy. Know you're sexy, huh? B-E-A-U-T-I, full is what you are, baby. You my superstar, baby. Sexy.
Shawty got me going out my mind. Your mama so sexy, my I might have to make this girl hit mine. Your mama so sexy, my it don't matter what your girl put on. Yeah.
Yeah. This dream is real. It's not a dream. It's happening to you, baby. And it's I, LV Bad, LLLV Bad, the Prince of Dance. I'm happening to you.
All right. We want to welcome you to the Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast.